You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He is Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram and, of course, BrownZone.com. And he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scotty, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Sounds like Andy just put some heat on your golf game. You're not going to be able to hustle anybody anymore.
Scott, you can play.
Yeah,
right?
I know. It's rough. I can play a little bit. I need a putt better. I'll tell you that.
Don't we all, though? Don't we all?
Yeah. If it stops raining, my plan is to go practice some putting a little bit.
We're hoping for summer to start sometime in August.
It's a big if, so yeah.
This has been the longest spring in the history of springs, so according to Jeff, too, right? Thank you. Let's start with Nick Chubb. Your thoughts on him officially not wearing a Browns jersey?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was coming, but I think it's the reality is a little jarring. I'm certain it is to a lot of the fans who were holding out hope that somehow Nick would come back. I get it. He's been one of the best players in this franchise since it returned. The fan favorite. Everybody loved him inside the organization, outside the organization. He said many times he wanted to finish his career in Cleveland. So I get why fans are probably upset about it, even though they knew it was coming. I think it makes sense because of where the Browns are in their roster construction. Not knowing how good Nick is going to be, you know, another year removed from that awful knee injury. He wasn't the same player last year. And I think it made it tough. You know, the Browns talked to Nick about coming back. They weren't able to agree on a deal before the draft, and then they take two running backs. I think it's just tough when I'm sure they couldn't commit to him as the number one back. And if you've been the guy in this organization for so long and been so good, I think that's probably tough to hear and why you would want to go somewhere else.
Quinshon Judkins looks like a Nick Chubb, I won't say clone, but a clear Nick Chubb replacement. And then when they added Dylan Sampson, it's like, oh boy, you guys are doubling down. He's not the, you know, as big of a guy, but it's clear that, okay, the minute that happened, Scott, Nick was gone. I wonder how much Nick has left after two devastating knee injuries, two big recoveries. I mean, he's a physical freak, but I wonder what he has left. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I have the same question, Jeff. My thought is not a ton, and that's strictly based on what I saw last year and knowing that it was the second major reconstruction of that knee, starting with the one while he was at the University of Georgia. And obviously he was able to rebound from that and come back and be a high second round pick and then have the career that he's had to this point. And I don't want to be just the prisoner of the moment and base it all on what I saw last year, but I just think that's realistic to say, okay, I saw a guy average, what was it, 3.1 yards a carry or 3.3 yards a carry last year. And then just not have the same explosion, not have the same breakaway ability that he always had. Now, I also have seen the videos this offseason of him squatting a bunch of weight and him doing like standing jumps over hurdles that look like that should lead to explosion. So I have not ruled out a resurgence for Nick Chubb. I just think it's more unlikely than likely.
At what point do you think they said, all right, we're going to move on? Do you think it's when he broke his foot, or do you think it was like, okay, they got to the draft this year and they're like, all right, we got one. If we end up taking a second running back, then now it's time to turn the page. But at what point do you think the Browns said, yeah, we need to turn the page?
Well, I think it was gradual, because right after the season, Andrew Berry was non-committal for the first time. And that was a big departure from where he was a year earlier, when you didn't know if Nick Chubb was going to be able to come back. And he said, we want to bring him back. That's, you know, that's not the last image of Nick in a Browns uniform we want to see, or, you know, to paraphrase what Andrew Berry said. But in January of this year, it was, yeah, he was non-committal about a return. And then every time we talked to Andrew Berry after that, it felt more and more unlikely. So I think they were having discussions with Nick's people the entire time that they were going to let him test for agency. Yeah, obviously he didn't get any nibbles or at least any offers early in free agency. And then they revisited it before the draft and talked money and were not able to agree on a deal. And then when they drafted two running backs, that's like, puts one nail in the coffin of him returning. And then Jerome Ford says, I'll take a pay cut for guaranteed money to come back. Mm. And then, okay, that's it, right? Like, I think those were the steps along the way. But all along, I think Andrew Berry knew that things had changed and they weren't going to be able to guarantee Nick anything. They're worried about money, right? The salary cap is a real issue for this team this offseason. They're going to save money by drafting two rookies, by getting Jerome to take this pay cut. But whatever you're going to have to pay Nick Chubb was probably not in their budget, or whatever Nick Chubb wanted probably wasn't in their budget. And you can argue if that should matter with a guy that's as decorated as Nick Chubb and has done as much as he has. And I think you can point a finger toward the Deshaun Watson contract debacle as, okay, one of the fallouts is you can't pay Nick Chubb to come back, or you choose not to pay Nick Chubb to come back. But I think all those things factored into, okay, he's not coming back. But I don't think the decision was made until the draft and then the Ford contract.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Trajectory structure.
Scott Petrak joining us, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read all of his coverage of mandatory minicamp that starts tomorrow at brownzone.com. With OTAs, everybody looked at the four quarterbacks and said, okay, don't read too much into anything that's going on. It's voluntary OTAs. It's mandatory minicamp. Should we read anything into what's going on at mandatory minicamp when it comes up to the four quarterbacks?
I would say just slightly more than a week ago. Like these, the mandatory minicamp is just really an extension of the OTAs. Now, where I think there's more importance to it is this is the last time you're going to see all four quarterbacks on the field together before training camp. So the coaches and the organization, they're going to have to set a rotation. They're going to set a depth chart, at least in their heads. It won't be public. Heading into training camp. I don't think you can just go into training camp with this wide open four-man race and let's see what happens. That feels a little unrealistic to me. And
a little bulky, doesn't it? It feels bulky.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I'm sure we'll ask Kevin Stefanski about it this week, and I'm not as sure we'll get any really great answer about that. But I think they realize they need to know sooner rather than later. They need to be careful about the reps. More careful about the reps once you get into training camp. You got to prepare for the regular season. So I do think coming out of these three mini camp practices will affect who gets what reps when the team comes back in late July.
I'll ask the question. How do you think they're looking at it by ranking? Like, it was they go into this, do you think they're looking at it as veteran team and then rookie teams? You know what I'm saying? How they kind of, how they've been. Because it sounds to me that's the way he's been breaking it up, but you're there, you get a better read of the room.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair, Andy. You know, Dylan Gabriel got more work with the quote-unquote first-team offense in the practice we watched last week. Shedeur Sanders did not. So it's not just strict veterans versus rookies. I have shifted my thought a little bit where I kind of thought one of the rookies could be the second guy in the rotation and maybe, you know, that the backup in their in kind of the Browns' ideal scenario. And now I've shifted where I think it's Kenny Pickett, because for all the reasons we've talked about, why the Browns would love for him to win the job. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's Joe Flacco because of all the experience and the juggernaut of the opening part of the schedule. And if you want to go try to compete with Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson and Jared Goff and all the quarterbacks and teams the Browns have to face early, there's a really good chance Joe Flacco is the best guy to do that for you. It gives you the best opportunity to win. And then he got the two rookies. And I think there's a gap between Gabriel and Sanders for everything we talked about. He was drafted first, or, you know, drafted ahead of Sanders 50 picks earlier. They liked him, obviously more than Sanders when they drafted him. So I kind of see it like that. Now, a million things can change, and they could trade one of the veterans, and then the rookies get bumped up the depth chart. But right now it feels to me like it's the two veterans competing for the starting job, and then the rookies are at least a step behind.
Kind of interesting, isn't it? Jim Schwartz, in his comments last week, said he expects Myles Garrett to have maybe the best season of his career. Is that Jim's way of kind of lighting a fire under a guy who had asked to be traded and then got a huge contract extension, if he thinks he needs to light any kind of a fire?
Yeah, I don't know if it's lighting the fire or just putting some pressure on Myles Garrett. I don't think there's any denying that that's what Jim Schwartz did. But he also explained that Garrett actually put the pressure on himself. So Jim Schwartz is not running from any of that, and that's not who he is. He's too confident, too sure of himself. But, you know, he said, yeah, I think Myles is going to have the best year of his career. And then he goes, he has to. And then he quickly went into referencing everything that went on in this offseason with Myles Garrett, all the drama, right? The trade request was crazy public. The things he said about it, this team's not ready to win a Super Bowl or compete for a Super Bowl. And then signing the richest contract in the history of the NFL for a defensive player. So you put all that in the pile, and it's like, well, he better have the best year of his career. And I think Jim Schwartz is just kind of stating what everyone believes. I bet Myles thinks the same thing, that, yeah, he probably put even a brighter spotlight on himself, that he added pressure to go out and live up to this contract, which he's done in the past. We've seen Myles has been, you know, the best defensive player in the league for years now. So, but I certainly thought it was interesting to hear Jim say that. And then we'll see how Miles reacts to that when he talks this week. I'm expecting him to talk this week. And then how he does moving forward. But I don't think that's too much to ask for a guy who signed a four-year, $160 million contract extension.
How does it amp up that now? I'm like, what do you think the goal is for Mini compared to, you know, non-mandatory OTA? How does it ramp up?
Well, yeah, there's two things. It's one, it's you should have everybody on the field except the injured guys. So I assume that means Miles Garrett and David Njoku and Deontay Johnson and Shelby Harris. So you get guys that I haven't seen in the 2 weeks of OTAs. You get everybody out there. So in Joel Bitonio and Jack Conklin, you know, Joel's been working out in the facility, just hasn't been practicing. So you get a better look at, okay, you know, these guys could be the starting offense and starting defense for the, you know, for the most part. And then you have the very real timeline of these are the last practices before training camp. So there's some urgency there. And it's let's head into the offseason on the right note. Let's set a tone for training camp. There's a lot of talk about increasing toughness and building physical and mental calluses because the Browns weren't as tough as they needed to be last year, physically or mentally. So I think all of that is the backdrop for these three practices. Now, you know, does each play in this practice matter? Not really. But I think it's the tone of it. And, okay, we're going to come back in 6 weeks, and we better be able to hit the ground running because we have to prepare for a season coming off 3-14, and our first 5, 6, 7, whatever it is on the schedule, are going to be really hard, and we have to do a better job preparing to start the season better than they did in 2024.
Scott, as always, we appreciate you, and we are reading you Chronicle Telegram. We are reading you at BrownZone.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Dolls.
Hit him straight. Scott Petrak. Nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.